Welcome, friends, to the Someone Gets Me podcast. I am your host, Diane Allen, and I am so delighted that you're here. This podcast was created because I believe there is a visionary leader inside each one of us who is waiting to be seen. In each episode of Someone Gets Me, you will hear useful tips from successful visionaries who will share their stories about how being seen has allowed them to take their vision out into the world with action. Hi, everybody. Today, we are going to talk about having a purpose-driven business. How come purpose is more important to your business than popularity? And I have an expert with me today, Georgie Frank-Spell.
Hello. Hello.
She has traveled over here to come sit in person with me around my kitchen table to talk about having a purpose-driven business, because it's so important to realize that as visionary leaders, and you have a great vision for things, that having purpose and knowing what that is underneath it all pays off in great ways. So welcome to the show, Georgie.
Thank you. I'm very excited to be here with you and talk about purpose-driven business.
This is going to be so fun.
Yes.
So let's start for a minute and tell us a little bit about Georgie. Like, how did you get to this really exciting place in your life where purpose is just core to who you are? How did it all start?
Ooh, all right. Well, I've always really been kind of honed in on my purpose. I'm a preacher's kid, and I would definitely lead with that kind of guiding the way, having faith and really knowing that I was the girl who was on stage, you know, doing the scripture, you know, doing the welcome, greeting people at the front door, you know, finding a way to be friendly, knocking on people's doors to tell them about my faith and why I believed. And at a young age, I was doing that at like 7 or 8. So those little nuggets were kind of stuck and were instilled in me. So then as life has gone on, of course, I've gone through the ebbs and flows, and I'm sure we'll talk about all those things that have made me who I am today, somebody really focused on living my purpose and my dream and my passion.
Oh, that's so inspiring. I got goosebumps sitting next to you. So was there ever a time, though, when you were growing up where you felt misunderstood, like people just didn't get you, maybe not in your family, or outside in the world where they just looked at you and went, huh, I don't get this?
Yeah. Like every day still. I mean, I always say I'm the different called to the different, you know, I breathe for the different. Like I move for the different. Like I was always that quirky, outgoing, always happy, optimistic, like just strange. Who wants that? Why is that girl always happy? Like this is who I really am. Yeah, no one can be that happy. No, seriously. I'm just, this is me. Right?
True.
And so I've had to learn how to tune it down and flow and just be, you know, because you sort of have to do that to, you know, woo or to be able to relate to different type of people who are really turned off from this type of high level energy that I have.
That's true. You do have high level energy. In fact, I met Georgie for the first time at one of my retreats I was doing, and she came as a guest of a friend of mine, and I met her for the first time, and I'm like, wow, she's so happy. I just love this person already. She's just the happiest person. And I didn't know this story yet, so that makes it even more fun.
Yeah.
And then I would be talking, and you could hear her in the back of the room going, amen, yes, the dog. And she kept encouraging me the whole time, and as the 3 days went on, I'm like, I really like this person. I have got to know her better, and I know her way better now. And it's true. She is like that. And there were a couple people in that retreat who were very serious, and they were like very serious, like way more serious than even I am. And they would look over at the two of us laughing, and they didn't know what to do. So, you know, you can even be misunderstood sometimes, or not understood anyway, in a room of your own peers, because sometimes people just don't get that you can be optimistic and happy and fulfilled at the same time, living on purpose when it's supposed to be serious.
Yes.
And you can be serious and optimistic at the same time. So how do you balance those two things? Being serious and focused, because you're a successful businesswoman.
Yes.
How do you do that? How do you do this serious, you know, got to stay focused on business, and you help other people with their businesses, it's serious, and also keep that joy? How do you do that?
I listen. I listen a lot, you know, because if you're listening, you're not talking and powerhousing. You know, you just listen. I take notes. You know, I pull out a paper and pen and I take notes and I listen intently and I ask questions. Mm-hmm. And then I try to understand the person I'm talking to. Mm-hmm. And when I can understand them better, then I can tell them how great they are and show them that I appreciate their quietness or their, you know, subtle nuances or even their insecurities. Like, you know, just, I appreciate that about you and thank you for being vulnerable. And then they may appreciate my like crazy hyperness too,
right?
You know, if I can show them that, hey, I can come down and just be calm.
Right, so you can be joyful.
Lots of lavender. Lavender serenity
oil.
Too.
Lavender works really well, right? A little lang lang, like play it out.
Lang-a-lang, yes.
Balance. Right, because sometimes we need that. Mm-hmm. So you can be joyful and optimistic and still be attentive and listening.
Yes.
You know, and that's an important thing. Like, I think what you're talking about is more of a deep listening, not just listening on the surface. But when you're taking out a pen or you're really working with somebody or you're just wanting to get to know them, it's a deep listening skill.
Absolutely.
That's what I think we're talking about.
Mm-hmm,
more
definitely.
Deep listening than just listening to talk back. Like so many people, I think, only hear enough or listen enough in order to respond, not really because they're trying to understand or hear. And so when you've said about understanding the person, that goes along with somebody who cares about having a passionate world.
Yes.
No matter what the passion is do I have understanding of the people around me, of myself, of what's happening? You know, I think that's a really important point.
In being purpose-driven in business, it's like you have to have this core belief that you can change the culture and change the world like one understanding, loving person at a time.
Yes.
And
yes. Now I'm saying amen.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Like, who can believe that they can change the world? I mean, by listening to that one person and letting them believe more in that they can make a difference, then they can.
Yes.
Then they can. They have permission.
Yep.
You know? And so I want to give permission to all of the different people to change and impact the culture.
Yep. So we're visionary leaders and we're also all gifted people. And so we're the different ones, right?
Oh.
And I always tell everybody I work with that if you're looking for who's going to change the world, it's us.
Yes.
Wow. And if you really want effective change in the world for the greater expansion, then look in the mirror and look around at the other people who are different or a little quirky or a little nerdy, or often other people just don't get us. And they're not trying not to get us. They just don't. And it's okay. They can be there. So by listening though, right?
Yeah.
And by being connected to them and giving other people that time of day, they can dig deep, whether they know they are or not, and bring out their authentic self, which is necessary for humanity to move forward, right?
Yes. And you can't be popular and be different. You know, it's you just can't. You have to be very clear on who you are, what your conscience is, your why. And one of the things that I do to try to be like more popular is I try to be a little stylish here and there. Like, it doesn't come naturally at all. And I have to, you know, like hire professionals and follow many style blogs. But like, I have a lot of like costume jewelry and I try to, you know, be like more stylish. So, you know, the more popular main areas, they can be like, oh, I can relate to her. Look how cute and stylish she is. But really, I'm just not. Like, I'm just not. It's not natural. But, you know, if people are looking for the trend, what's in the style, some things that I can do sometimes to relate better with people, I can maybe have a cool accessory or some nice makeup or something that makes them say, okay, maybe she's normal.
Yeah.
Is that fooling them?
And that's how you sneak in the back door, right?
Pull them a little bit.
Right. Well, that's what I do. I sneak in the back door.
Yeah.
You know, I have my blonde hair and my blue eyes and I look all just like
gentle and
quiet and sweet and innocent, but I really carry a velvet sledgehammer.
Oh.
And so.
Powerhouse.
Right? And so it's just kind of funny. So sometimes that's the way that you make the situation safe enough so that everybody can come on an even playing field so that the real authentic interaction can happen.
Yes.
And so I see that as a really powerful gift, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because usually the people we're running into want to have more of what we have, but they may not even know the question, or they may not even know their why.
Yeah.
So you mentioned that we need to know our why. So
yes.
Pretend like somebody's, you know, talking to you and you're meeting them for the first time.
Okay.
And you're trying to talk to them about what their why is and to understand them, and they haven't really hammered it down yet. They're really confused about how to get to their why. Do you have any ideas or suggestions you might want to tell kind of the beginner who's just thinking about how to wrap their mind around that? How do you get to what your why is?
You know, when I'm trying to really dig into what somebody's purpose and why in life and why they're here and why they exist, I like to go back to the beginning. You know, I have an 11-year-old, and ever since she was 4, she wanted to be a teacher. And it's just like her passion. And I'm like, well, you know, do you have any other side hobbies that you enjoy? Because teachers don't make money, you know. And then I'm like, oh, there I go, giving my beliefs to her. And, you know, through the years, she's kind of stuck with being a teacher. But then also she likes photography and she has explored other gifts. Mm-hmm. And looking at her is kind of how I like to look at an adult. What were those things when you were young that you loved and why? You know, what did you love working with children? Is that why you wanted to be a teacher at that time? Or, you know, why did you like photography? Oh, you like nature. You liked getting, you know, in those kind of introspection type places where you can look within and pictures allow you to do, you know, like, you know, you really just start nailing down that passion from youth. And then I like scaling up to now. Let's see, is anything related or are you completely on the other side? You know, kind of like that Venn diagram where we can look at what's different, what's the same, and then just challenge people to answer some more deeper questions about, are they happy, you know, in what they're doing? You work for that corporation or you have your own business. Why did you do that? And are you happy? Like, do you sleep well at night? You know, it's popular to make money and do it big and conquer the world. And the mainstream says money does that. But the truth is purpose does that. And when you're happy and you love your life and what you do and you're making an impact on others, like, there is nothing more satisfying to me than living that purpose.
And you might want to replay what she just said, right? Popularity isn't what brings the joy and the happiness. It's living our purpose is what brings our full abundance and success and happiness. Mm. And I think we live in a culture that has that backwards. And I hear it all the time where people say, oh, you can make a lot of money. Oh, and help people.
Yes.
And that's backwards. And that doesn't sustain for very long. And it won't bring a whole lot of happiness or joy. Mm. So you said that in exactly the way I believe too. Oh. You know, it's like, it's the purpose that matters over the popularity all over the place.
And we're so unique, you know, we're so unique. And I go out there and I meet a lot of people. Like, I'm an extrovert. I love going out, meeting people. They give me energy. And there's some environments where I like some of the people, and then some of the people is harder for me to connect with. And, you know, I have to look into myself. And what I do, and I feel like it's different, is I ask a lot of questions. Why? Why did I feel like I needed to be accepted by that person? Mm-hmm. Why did they not celebrate me like I want to be celebrated? Like, you know, if I'm just in attendance and I'm not the speaker, then why did they go celebrate and take 20 pictures with the speaker, but they didn't come to take 20 pictures with me? Like, I want to go places I'm celebrated.
Yes.
You know, and it's, and then I have to say, is that me trying to be popular? You know, the hard question.
Well, like, go where you're celebrated, not where you're tolerated. And when where we're being celebrated is usually a reflection of our purpose. And so then we need to see, is our ego getting in the way and confusing living in our purpose and being celebrated with being popular?
Right.
And where do they intersect, or do they, in any situation? And that takes looking deep within. Absolutely.
Those are the tough questions.
Yes, they're the tough
ones. You know,
ones.
Is it ego or is it popularity? Like, what is it that I'm really desiring? And, you know, I say, like, if I go to that event and I'm able to connect with the people who God called me to, it can't be about the people who didn't celebrate me. It has to be about them. And that's hard. You know, I want to be celebrated by everybody, but that's sometimes that's not why you walked in the room. And purpose keeps you connected and humble, mm-hmm. you know, yes. so that you don't have the ego beating you up. But, you know, you do have to ask hard questions to make sure your ego doesn't win.
Yes. And it's those hard, deeper questions that help us grow to the next level in bringing our purpose into reality, bringing that vision out into reality and not having it just kind of swimming around in there somewhere. Right. Mm. So I always say our ego is not our amigo. We use it for certain linear.
I got to write that down.
Our ego is not our amigo because we can use it really greatly for certain linear projects and things it needs to happen, like getting us driving and doing things like that. It's great. We don't want to eliminate our ego. Like a lot of people say, oh, get rid of your ego. And I don't agree with that. I say, keep your ego, but have it in its own particular place. So I imagine if I'm driving one of those minivans with those little flip down video players, that, you know, my spiritual world, my purpose and vision and mission and why are driving the bus. And the navigator of the bus is my higher calling. Mm. Everybody else gets to be passengers. Where we live in a culture where the ego is driving the bus and fear is the navigator, so it's all going wacko. And then all the other things are in the back seat. And so I think it's a promotion and put the ego in the back seat watching, you know, videos. And when we need the ego for something important, because it is important, we can, you know, turn off the VCR from up front or the video from up front and call it out and say, okay, help us out here. But really, it's about our purpose and vision driving and allowing that inner calling to really get us on the right road, right?
Wow. You know what scripture came to my mind was, your gift makes room for you.
Yes, yes.
You know, and yes. You're the seminary spiritualist, and I just would love to hear you elaborate on that.
Well, it does make room for you because as you live and you walk, it's kind of like as you take your step down the path of your vision, the entire world begins to conform to that vision, to your yes. The entire world, the entire universe steps in to assist you at the moment of commitment, just like that. I'm getting goosebumps saying it.
Just visualizing
it. At the moment of commitment. So like when I say yes to the universe on whatever it is, on this podcast that you're watching, on everything in my life, I go, okay, well, is it what I'm, first of all, is it what I'm called to do, not what can I do? Because I have a lot of talents and gifts, as do all of you.
Yes.
As does Georgie, as does everybody. We have a lot going on. But that's not really the higher question. The deeper, better question is it what I'm called to do? And that's the question. Not what can I do, but what am I called to do? And then I take the next step and I allow the universe to come in and support it. And here's another little trick. My ego thinks it knows what it's going to look like, and it's wrong.
Always.
It's always wrong.
It's always wrong.
So when people come to me and I'm working with them, you know, about their businesses and stuff,
yes.
and you probably see this too because you work with people in their business, they have it all mapped out. And I look at it and go, well, we know that's not it.
Ooh.
Because, and I may not say it to them, but we know that's not it. Why? Because their ego made up the story where they are today. And as you take your steps in your gifts and the universe makes room for your gifts and it all comes to support you, you're going to be a different person 90 days, a year, 2 years, 3 years. Therefore, the business is going to be different.
It's always changing.
It's always evolving and changing, right?
Right.
So when somebody says, this is it, and it's going to be this right here, and this is all it is, I hate to tell you, you're going to be disappointed if you think that's it, because it's much grander than that.
It's hard to stay flexible in business, purpose-driven business. You have to be flexible like that.
Right, yes.
And it was not easy for me to understand that at the beginning. Like, I was more like that planner. Like, I know I'm supposed to help entrepreneurs and my target market is this, but it's like you make one move and it's like that whole target market changed. But I figured out everything for them. What do you mean? Like, so
right.
That's why I say I'm the different call to the different, because it's like, you know, I'm clear on who he wants me to help. It's different people.
Right.
You know, it's different people. But I'm called to everybody, but he called me specifically to different people. Right. Usually that introvert, that ambivert, that person standing on the outside of the room who needs help breaking through the ice, you know.
Right. And Georgie's really good at asking questions that maybe somebody else either doesn't even know is a question yet, didn't even know to ask it, or they may not give themselves permission to ask the question. So because you have a lot of skill set and a lot of awareness and a lot of spiritual connection and you're an extrovert, a natural gift that you have is that ability to ask the right questions of the right person at the right time to get handled. Like me coming over to speak for you guys. It's hilarious because I'm just on Facebook and you put up there something about a speaker on whatever it was.
Love.
And I'm like, oh, that's one of my big things. And so I'm like, I can do it for you. And I'm thinking, well, she could have just called me, but she didn't know that she could call me and ask that. And I said, yes. And so within seconds, I'm like making commitment, putting it on my calendar. I'm going to go speak on love.
So okay. when you are stuck between passion projects, like let's say you have a purpose-driven career and a purpose-driven career, you know, like mm-hmm. some people are working in their full-time jobs or just it really labels aside just trying to decide between the passions.
Right.
And, you know, when you have kids and you have a family and you know that you have to make good decisions, not just like money matters, but you have to make good decisions and you know that you can't really go wrong either way.
Right.
But you got to pick. Or, have you ever been in a situation like
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah. Or? Oh, God, yes.
Okay.
So what I did and what I tell everybody else is it's timing. Mm. It's a yes to both. Which one are you going to do first?
Yeah.
Because gifted people usually do 3 passion projects in their lifetime, if not more.
Wow.
So a lot of visionaries and people will do this project, and then it's usually a melding of something. And so it's a yes, but it's also important to make sure that we do one and then the other. Like, what's the timing of it? Mm-hmm. What's most urgent first? What's coming through first? And then bleed into the next or lead into the next in that way. Trying to do both at the same time cheats both.
Okay.
So,
wow.
We don't want to cheat both. Mm. We want to have them fully expressed. Mm. So it's a timing thing.
Timing.
It's not one is bad or one is good. It's just which would you like to do first? Because you're going to do both.
Right.
You don't have to get rid of one. You just get to decide the timing, which gives a lot of flexibility and permission. So somebody who's stressed out can relax because, yes, I'm going to get to do both. But how do I want to play it out? Like, how do I want to do both? Which gets to come first and how?
Yeah. And I think also one of the things about being a purpose-driven business is your priorities. Because you brought that up, and it's like if your priorities are your kids, like I went through a situation where I lived my life like it was golden, making decisions that were best, you know, flowing, as I would say. Right. But then there became a time where my kids like were like, hey, we need you. And then everything changed. It was like, you know, take them to school in the morning, pick them up from school, whereas before the bus, it worked just fine, you know. And then so timing and priorities changing and all of these things are things that you have to consider to have a purpose-driven business too.
Yes. So if we're not connected to our purpose and the higher reasons for doing things, then it makes those decisions difficult. Mm. But when we know what the purpose is and we have a higher understanding of things and we've spent the time going within ourselves, those decisions, even if they're tricky or difficult or challenging, are a lot easier. Because we know we have a basis, we have a foundation that matters.
So then also, if your family has needs and feelings, I mean, because these are the things that I feel like every business owner has to deal with. It's like my purpose over family. No, it's
yes and.
It's yes and.
Yes, your family is part of your purpose.
Yes. And, you know, when you're trying to be popular with like your husband or your wife, and then you still have a purpose to live.
Right. Or you're trying to be popular with something that maybe doesn't completely align with you because it's comfortable and familiar.
Mm.
And it's time to get a little bit more honest about where you're really headed.
Yeah.
And be willing to let go of the old to embrace the new, maybe.
Mm. That's a good point.
You know, like some people want to be popular, like with the old lifestyle. You know, I have some clients I worked with a while ago where they got married and they were really, really happy. And then about 2 months later, they were both calling me, didn't know the other one was calling me because he wanted to still hang out with all his buddies and wanted to live like the single professional entrepreneur instead of considering his family.
Right.
He didn't even think it was a thing to consider because he was already doing that work before. So he thought they would just be added in without any
adjustments.
And she was like, but he's not adjusting. And so we had these big conversations about, It's a yes and. It's not all or none at all.
Right.
And, but it's understanding that as we grow and change and evolve, the universe is always expanding in unity, diversity, and complexity. So things are always moving. So it's never the same, ever. And we're never the same from day to day. So it always takes that clarity and that ability to pivot and move as ever we need to.
Adjusting and flowing and just being able to really look at every change and then adjust to that change, whether it's family, a problem, an issue, your past coming back,
right. Yeah.
Whatever it is, you know, to be a purpose-driven business, you have to be flexible.
Yes. So we're going to start to wind down, okay, because I could talk to you for days on end. And we'll probably do a part two of this, yes, interview. And some other cool location.
Yes.
It's fun to talk in my kitchen and hang out around.
I love it. I love it.
And hang out here and have you in my home. So if somebody was listening to you right now and they were thinking, man, I just really can understand what they're saying and I secretly want to start really living my purpose, what are the first two steps you would tell that person to do if they were like wanting to but kind of afraid and weren't really sure where to start? What would you tell them?
Well, I would tell them to have clarity.
Okay, work on clarity.
So clarity is important because you're going to need to know your priorities. You're going to need to know, you know, your conscience. You're going to need to know what is ethical for me. What are my values? And so that you can make strong decisions that are grounded, you know, because your clarity is the foundation to your purpose. And if, yes, you aren't clear, I've experienced it. This has been a journey in business. I've gone back to the corporate world twice during this time frame of trying to be an entrepreneur. And I've seen the money get low and say, oh no, I do not have the faith level for this type of living. And then I've been in the corporation where said, hey, if my bank account is going to be unstable, I might as well have my own business. So until you get clear that this is what you want and you're ready for the faith walk and the relationship with God that you're going to have, then, you know, that always like different pieces of clarity, you know. And then for me, it's a take action kind of mantra. And that can, yes, look different to all types of people. But for me, it's like, do something. Pick up the phone, stop procrastinating, and go out there and live your purpose. Like, stop making excuses.
Right.
So level two is like, seriously. Don't play with it. This is what you were called to do. Let's live it.
Let's go, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sure you're resonating with Georgie here, and you can find more information about her on her website, georgie.com. It's JORGIE.com. And you can find her all over social media. And her name, again, is Georgie Franks Bell. Yes. All that will be in the show notes. If you're really enjoying the things she's saying, follow her on social media and hit her up with an email or something and let her know you saw her on this show, because she's really, really blessed us today talking about a purpose-driven business and,
yes,
how popularity is not where it's at.
Mm-mm.
So thank you so much for being on the
show.
Thank
you.
And blessing
us
with your presence. And I have one last question.
Yes.
If you could put any sign on a billboard that everyone in the world would see, what would that billboard say?
It would say, live your purpose now.
Live your purpose now. Out of the mouth of Georgie Franks Bell, today here on Someone Gets Me. So thank you so much for watching. And until the next video, be well. Thank you for listening. I trust you gained some valuable inspiration and information. Please join me and other visionaries in the Someone Gets Me Facebook group. Or for more information on my services and additional episodes, visit SomeoneGetsMe.com. Again, thanks for listening.